We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome, Bill Michaels Show. We continue on powerful first hour of the program. So thanks to those who are listening and hanging in there with us today. We certainly appreciate it. And we'll get more into some of the other stuff coming up here in a little bit. Some breaking news. Today's three playoff games have been postponed by the NBA, according to ESPN, Adrian Wojnarowski. Teams have decided they will continue on with the postseason, but the games today have been postponed. There's going to be another meeting later today with two players per team. Speaking to what they call that leadership council of the NBA. So today's playoff games are going to be postponed, but the players, at least according to Adrian Wojnarowski, have decided to continue on with the postseason. So there you go. 855-830-8648. Let's do this. Let's go to our guy, Sam Monson, lead NFL analyst for Pro Football Focus. Excuse me for kind of losing my breath there in the middle of that. Sam, how you doing today, bud?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I am doing well. I guess through all of this as to what's going on, and you've got practices being shut down. The Packers are one of the teams that are not going to be holding practice and such. And I guess at this point, you know, we talk about so much in life and trying to, how do I put this, trying to put the sports spin on things. We still do have an NFL season that is fast approaching. Let me ask you this. What is your level of confidence the NFL is going to get this season in?
I think it's pretty high. I think overall the NFL has done a pretty good job since they came together with the NFLPA and they hammered out an agreement on what things would look like in terms of protocols, in terms of, you know, no preseason, delayed training camp, all these kinds of things. Once they actually started rolling, things have been going pretty smoothly. The test rate was pretty low, even in terms of the opening, the induction test rate, the first wave of guys once they got back in facilities. And since then, there's been a very low rate of positive tests across the board. So, I mean, they're definitely going to get their start. They're going to give it a go. I think at some point, it's almost inevitable that there will be some kind of COVID outbreaks, and we'll have to see how they deal with it when those get thrown up along the way. But they'll definitely give the season a shot, and I think they've got a pretty good chance of getting all the way through and getting it completed to a pretty decent standard.
I was reading, and I was mentioning this in the first hour of the show. I think I could be wrong. I was reading a Bleacher Report article, but they were talking about Jordan Love and some of the reports that he's kind of swimming. He is maybe one of the words that was used, and that he doesn't look sharp and this and that. But you tell me analytically, at what point do you look at a guy who's considered a backup? He's a rookie. He's a quarterback. How do you determine whether or not a quarterback is a, quote, bust, a success? At what point, if statistically, can you even show years with a guy that's going to be a backup for the next 3 years? Is there a way to even tell if a guy has it or doesn't have it?
Not really. I mean, you need to see the guy on the field in real NFL action to have any kind of idea. Other than that, you're relying on what the coaches see, you know, with the stuff that isn't public necessarily, not even in practices, but in terms of what he's doing in meeting rooms and how much he understands what's going on and how much he's got a sort of overall mental grasp of the offense before you see what he's doing in practice. And then ultimately, that's what determines whether you're going to give him a shot on the field in real live action in the NFL regular season. And then the other thing that can obviously influence it is what the guy in front of him is doing. You know, a lot of these guys get an opportunity because the starter effectively plays his way to the bench. That's what we saw last season in Tennessee. Marcus Mariota was playing so badly, they basically had to put Ryan Tannehill in the starting lineup. And I don't think the Titans had any idea that Ryan Tannehill was going to produce the way he did. It was just that they really didn't have an alternative the way he was, that Mariota had been playing to start the season. It feels unlikely that we're ever going to be in that situation with Aaron Rodgers. You know, I can't see a scenario whereby he's ever playing badly enough that he effectively dictates the switch at quarterback. You're really just left trying to grasp with how much he improves in practice and in meeting rooms before you have any idea of how he's going to handle the actual game time.
We know that over the last few years, last year specifically, Aaron Jones got more opportunities. Aaron Jones, not only opportunities to carry the ball, but, you know, passes out of the backfield, became a better receiver, became a better blocker. How much more upside do you think he has? And I'll take that a step further. Let's just say he does progress again this season in this offense. They got to make a decision on him as far as his value goes. Where would his value then land if his numbers continue to increase and he stays healthy this season?
Yeah, I mean, Jones was one of the best graded running backs in the NFL last season for us. His numbers were outstanding. As you say, he took on a bigger role in the passing game as well and was really effective there. So he's as good as most of the top backs in the NFL. The issue in terms of contracts is always how much do you invest in a running back in a second contract or beyond, because that's where the money ticks up into serious cash, and that's what all the data says you just don't want to do for a running back, is you never want to be in a position where you're committing big time money to those guys. You want to rely on the guys in their first contracts or on undervalued deals as second contract guys, the sort of free agents to fly under the radar because maybe they didn't work out with their first team. It's very rare that you're going to find a running back that's worth investing in that second monster contract, the big money deal. I think Jones is as valuable as pretty much any running back in terms of that. But the data says that you're going to be able to get more value out of letting him walk out the door and replacing his production with the next guy in the conveyor belt, whether it's Williams, whether it's, you know, A.J. Dillon, albeit a different style running back, or whether it's the next guy that you draft along. It's a tough spot to be in because, you know, those guys, it feels like they've earned that contract by their play and playing one of the most attritional positions in the NFL. But from a sort of team building allocation of resources standpoint, the data says that you just shouldn't be giving them those big contracts.
We also wanted to ask you about the second wide receiver. We know what Devontae – you tell me, where does Devontae Adams rank, in your opinion, when it comes to – and I'm not talking, you know, total rank. I'm just talking about if he's in top 5, top 10, top 15. When it comes to the ability – because, you know, Aaron Rodgers said last year he's one of the top 2, top 3 wide receivers in the National Football League. And I said, I don't know. I mean, is he dynamic speed? No. Is he a big leaper? No. He's got a way to get open, yes, but he demands a double team. And his numbers, when you look at guys like Julio Jones and Amari Cooper, and you start to look at some of the guys that have had breakout seasons, he's had a good season, but he's never had that great season. So you tell me where Devontae Adams ranks. I want to go there first.
I don't think he's in the tier with the very, very best receivers in the NFL, the Julio Jones, the Michael Thomas of the world, but I think he's in the next step down. You know, I think he's just one short step away from being the truly elite receivers in the NFL. And I think you're right that the thing that he does, like, he doesn't have Julio Jones' size, his speed, his leaping ability, his just sheer physicality. But what he specializes in is route running and separation and releases off the line of scrimmage. And I think it's one of the best things to have as a receiver because it paints a great picture for the quarterback. When he looks up, sees a guy in his route and he's getting the kind of separation that Davante Adams has, not only is it a great indicator for him to put the ball in the air, but it maximizes the chance that he's going to catch it at the other end. It gives you a greater margin for error on that throw because you can adjust further without the defensive back getting back in the picture. So I think that route running ability and the skills that he has to generate that separation is a hugely important thing.
Talking with Sam Monson, lead NFL analyst for Pro Football Focus. So numerically, when we get into this, the Packers are looking for a number two. Now, we know Marquez Valdes-Scantling has that speed to get downfield. He's had short arms at times. We know that there is a trust factor with Alan Lazard. We know Equanimeous St. Brown is coming back. So what eventually, in your opinion, when you look at all of this, statistically, numerically, what determines who becomes that number two? Is it just strictly the guy that becomes, you know, kind of familiar with Aaron Rodgers, that knowledge? Or is there some kind of standout that you can say, this is the guy that is supposed to be analytically, sabermetrically, whatever you want to call it, the guy that is supposed to be this number two on this team?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, the number two receiver, is, it's kind of like an artificial construct, right? It's basically just the guy that gets the second most looks, the second most targets, the second most production, I guess, behind a guy like Davante Adams. But there's no real key indicator as to what that'll be. It's just going to be where they feel most comfortable going next with the football. So there's a bunch of different ways of looking at it and say, look, a guy like Marvez Valdes-Scantling might have the best physical gifts of all of those receivers, and logically he should get the second most targets. But I think the guy that's most likely to earn them is Alan Lazard. I think he's the guy that Rodgers seems to have the most trust in. And honestly, that might be the single biggest determining factor in who's going to be the number two in this offense. It's just where Rodgers feels comfortable going with the football. Obviously, he and Davante Adams have built up this incredible rapport over the years and a level of comfort, the kind of level that he had with Jordy Nelson before that. But outside of Adams, he hasn't had that confidence in anybody else. And I think you can see last year that he was starting to develop that with Alan Lazard. He was putting the ball in the air and giving him chances that he doesn't give to some of these other receivers. You know, he needs to see them further open before he's going to throw the ball their way. But he was putting the ball in the air when Lazard was just, you know, single covered against defensive backs who were right on his hip pocket. And he was giving him a shot to come down with the ball. And more often than not, Lazard was justifying that. He was coming down with the ball, making some plays. So, you know, Lazard might not be the fastest guy. He might not be the most physical, the best route runner. But I think he's the guy that Rodgers has the most confidence in and is therefore the most likely to win that number two job.
Sam, always a pleasure to chat with you. I appreciate it. Look forward to getting you back on. And we'll talk a lot more analytics and sports hopefully real soon, okay?
Anytime, guys. Take it easy.
Appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. Sam Monson, lead NFL analyst for Pro Football Focus, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. Hey, get out and see my buddy Craig. I was out at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson yesterday. They were still dealing. They just got some new 2020s in, and they're trying to obviously push those. They've got a really good inventory of used motorcycles now because there have been quite a few trade-ins. But if you're looking to ride specifically as we get into the Labor Day weekend, the rally weekend, it's a great time to get out and get yourself a bike. Or maybe if you just want to sell a bike, you've got two, you only need one, you know, you want to sell that off, you're looking for a great deal. They are also buying inventory, but the Wisconsin Harley-Davidson Rally is on. Labor Day weekend, September 4th through the 6th, three full days of live music, two huge stages, seven bands a day, including Bella Kane, Cherry Pie, the Boogeyman, the Love Monkeys. They're going to have rides leaving and coming into Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. Be a part of them. Over 40 premium vendors, including a variety of local food trucks with wine, craft, and domestic beers. Free test rides and appraisals all weekend long. 280,000 square feet of live action and entertainment and social distancing to take advantage of. And you can celebrate 117 years of Harley-Davidson's culture. So get out there September 4th through the 6th. The best Labor Day weekend party out there, bar none. Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, Wisconsin's number one dealership, 2 years in a row. So get out of the house and take a ride through the scenic Kettle Moraine Forest to the showroom on Highway 67 in Oconomowoc, just south of 94. You can see it right there off the highway. Or visit them for all the information, all the rides, all the stuff they have to offer at wishd.com. That's wishd.com. Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, they are your destination dealer. We're going to hear from inside the Brewers Clubhouse coming up next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back to the program. Glad to have you, and welcome to the show. Bill Michaels Show continues on. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Van Horn, Van Horn Automotive, and they want to buy your car right now. They got a lot going on out there at Van Horn Automotive, and if you're looking to sell, great, because now's a great time out there. Cross-brand selling from Ferrari to Giro Metro. Your car's never been worth more. No gimmicks, no pressure to trade it in. You can sell without the challenges of posting it online and all the paperwork that goes along with it. Visit any Van Horn location or go to vanhornauto.com and click Sell My Vehicle for a Kelley Blue Book instant cash offer. Service financing, you don't have to worry about it because don't put off that service any longer. You can do service financing. Right now, 0% APR for 12 months and any repair up to $2,000. Application quick and easy, available only at the Van Horn Service Centers. You can see them all at vanhornauto.com. They service all makes and models, import, domestic, doesn't matter. And you can do it all from the comfort of your home. You can buy new, you can buy used, you can trade in a car, finance a car, whatever it is. Again, I encourage you to check it out. Go to vanhornauto.com. That's vanhornauto.com. And see for yourself what it is I'm talking about, because they're just good people. As a matter of fact, I have settled. I have been looking out there as well. One of the things that I've been trying to do, I've been doing a lot of the searching, so to speak. And I had a Dodge truck a couple of years ago. This past year, about a year ago, I bought the Ford F-150, and I'm coming up at the end of my lease. And my car's got really low miles on it this year because of the COVID. So I really love the new Chevy Silverado. I might go in that direction. I'm thinking about it. So I'm going to do it at Van Horn. Hey, the Brewers yesterday spoke. Craig Counsell said he's proud of the stand that his team took.
Yeah, I'm very proud of them. They did I think they did a courageous thing. First of all, what the Bucks did, what the NBA players have done, They've certainly been leaders in this area, but our players did a courageous thing in Major League Baseball. They went first. I'm proud of them for that. And they had a very good conversation about it, an important conversation, a meaningful one, and they chose to act. And I talked about this the other day. They chose to act, and they said, I think that what they're saying is, if not now, when are we gonna act? We've worn T-shirts, we've had conversations. This was a chance for some action, and they decided to take it, and I'm proud of them for it.
Craig Counsell also talks about what he hopes yesterday's stance accomplishes.
What you hope for is that as you act and as you speak about this, that you inspire others, you educate others, you help inform others, you make other people think about their thoughts, you educate yourself, and then in the end you hope we start to be an agent for change that helps pressure legislators, encourages people to vote, that ends some systemic problems that we know exist.
Also, Craig says, look, there's no – this – them taking that stance last night, there's no solution tonight, but it doesn't mean you can't act.
We're not going to provide a solution tonight. And I don't think that was – nobody thought that was the going to be the result of this. I think – but that doesn't mean you don't act, right? It doesn't mean you don't do something. And so I don't think we know what tomorrow brings. You know, that's what I would say. But I also don't think you – When you make a statement like this, and when you're part of this as a member of the team and as an athlete, and you sat in the meeting that we had, that it doesn't change you. It changes you when you, they took a, you know, I told them this, I said, you guys are doing, this is a big thing you guys are deciding to do. This is a really big thing. This is real. And so that changes you. So it's hard for me to say that it doesn't go back to normal, you know, because you did something that was pretty brave, and it was courageous, and you can say it's not, you could say it doesn't make a difference. It's a statement, and I think it does.
It certainly does. I think without a doubt that it does. And he also says that, look, as far as playing, you know, playing baseball today. Now we know they're going to have a doubleheader, but he says, you know, there's some things to think about because this is not a small action.
Not playing a game and saying we're not playing tonight is not small. Life is going to go on tomorrow, and we are going to play. We're likely to play baseball tomorrow, but a big decision was made today that's going to, I think, really change a lot of these guys, and hopefully help put a spotlight on some things happening.
In addition to that, Christian Yelich says there comes a time when you have to do more than just, you know, kind of wear a shirt.
I think it's a huge step today. I've learned a lot, honestly, in these last few months, just speaking to teammates, friends, people that have lived these things and these events and gone through them. And I just can't relate to them on the same level and haven't experienced the same things that they have. So it's been a really eye-opening few months. And you know, we talk about at the beginning of summer camp, what these shirts mean and the shirts that we've been wearing throughout the year. And there comes a time where you have to live it. You have to step up. You can't just wear these shirts and think that's all well and good. And then when it comes time to act on it or make a stand or make a statement, you can't just not do it. And that's what you saw here today is us coming together collectively as a group, making a stand, making a statement for change, for making the world a better place, for equality, for doing the right thing. And we did that as a group. It was a unanimous vote. Everybody was in favor of not playing and sending a message and a statement.
Also, he says he did speak with Pat Connaughton, and gives a lot of credit to the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, I spoke to Pat. I think we only had a couple text exchange, but just let him know that we were also not going to play tonight, and that we wanted to be united with them in what they started and coming together for the city, and just wanted to provide a better place, a better environment for everybody to feel included and for change. And you know, this one was close to home. It's not too far away from where we live for a majority of the year. Some guys are from here. This is personal to us. So it was just you know, it was a group decision amongst us after they spearheaded it for us, and one that we didn't take lightly.
And then last but not least, he says, you know, people support him. And he said it was time to support the people.
We've seen some things that have transpired over the last few months that just cannot happen. And we as a group just felt passionately about it. And you've seen the messages since summer camp, and it's been going on with our team and our organization for a few months now, and it came to our backyard, our doorstep, and it was time to make a decision, make a stand, and stand up for the community, the people that support us. It's our turn to support them, and it was something that we felt passionate about and feel good about doing.
So there you go. That was Christian Yelich and Craig Counsell hearing from the Brewers Clubhouse. Coming up next, we're going to talk with Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette as the Packers taking the day off from practice today. He is going to join us. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at New Mail Medical. If you feel like you're putting on a little pound, here or there, and you're not working out the way you should, you're not going to the gym, you're sitting at home because of quarantines and masks and, all the other stuff that goes along with it. Look, give my friends over at New Mail Medical a call. 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. Give them a buzz because they can help you. Put you right back on the all-in-one weight loss program. And yes, it works. Yes, it works. I've been telling people this. I'm as light now as far as weight goes as I have been since I was a sophomore in high school. Feel great. I think I look a lot better. I mean, at least people notice and tell me I do, but it's really worked. And whether it's the energy or lack thereof and brain fog from low T or just some of the indoor activities have not been great because of ED, look, call them. They can help you. 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. Locations in Green Bay and in Milwaukee. One easy number, 414-455-4451. Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette, next on the Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Program, the Bill Michaels Show. We're on the air. We are glad you are with us. Thanks, as always, hanging out with us. We certainly appreciate it. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Quick Trip. Don't forget, they got the opening drive contest going on right now. You could be the winner, by the way, of a brand new 2021 Chevy Trailblazer. Enter the sweepstakes by purchasing a 20-ounce Coca-Cola product or that pothole pizza with your Quick Rewards card over at Quick Trip. No purchase necessary. See store for details. Pothole pizza, the official pizza of your Green Bay Packers and only available at Quick Trip. We bring him in now, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. So, Ryan, what is the give me the temperature in Green Bay when it comes to what is going on there?
Well, they're not practicing today, and it is a canceled practice. The team initially sent a release this morning saying that practice was postponed, but it is, in fact, canceled. There was a team meeting, players meeting this morning to discuss necessary changes and how they could what they could do to promote and enact changes regarding social justice. So you're seeing the Packers really fall in the footsteps of what the Bucks and the Brewers did yesterday. They were sent home after their meeting today. There is expected to be another meeting tomorrow that will have much the same dialogue. Matt LaFleur is going to speak with the media at 12:30 this afternoon, so imagine we'll get some more details there. But basically, the Packers are doing what the two other professional sports franchises in this state did yesterday and what a handful of NFL teams around the league have done, and they will not be on the practice field today.
Okay, so you take a step back and you say, so where is this team in preparation for games less than 3 weeks away? Give me your assessment of this football team from what you've seen.
It's a big deal to miss a practice in this training camp. There's no question about that. It's not as big of a deal as missing game 5 of the playoffs and being willing to forfeit a playoff game. But it's a truncated camp already. There's a lot that NFL teams across the league are forced to really squish into the confinements of what the CBA allows them to do on the field. So missing a day of practice, it's no little thing. Where are they in regards to being ready for week one? I think that they're in the same boat as a lot of teams. They're going to do the best that they can.
I also think in terms of what the temperature is, that that's very much secondary on their mind today. I don't think that that's first and foremost on and their thoughts is getting ready for week one. I think this has very clearly been made a day to think about what is going on in across the country, particularly in regards to the social justice and how they can use their platform to contribute to that.
So in addition to all of that, I guess, let's start with the offense. I was reading that, you know, Jordan Love looking okay, not great. Would he be a backup right away? And it was almost as if they were saying, well, Jordan Love's already a bust, which I don't necessarily, you know, kind of constitute any belief in. But let me ask you this. How has Jordan Love looked behind Aaron Rodgers?
He's swimming. There's no question about it. I think he looks exactly like anyone that knows this game would expect him to look. There was no on-field time this entire offseason. He wasn't on the field until midway through August. So even the lack of the offseason is one thing. He's not even in a full training camp. There's no preseason games. So, yeah, you can see – when you see him on the practice field, you very much can tell that the gears are turning in his head. There is a lot that he has to process right now by virtue of being a rookie quarterback in this type of environment where there's just not a lot of training time. So it's not a surprise that he's swimming. You know, from everything from footwork to digesting the offense, the playbook, knowing his progressions, all those things are things that he's learning right now. So in that regard, Tim Boyle is ahead of him. He's performed better, but that's not to say that he's more talented and that he's the long-term answer there. It's just he's had a lot more time to develop.
So give me, we were talking a little bit earlier about the running back position, because I think it's probably going to be more vital this year than it was even last year. You saw the progression and you saw the advancement out of Aaron Jones. How does he look? And then you take it a step further and say, okay, who is then going to be the next guy? Is it going to be Jamal Williams? Is it going to be A.J. Dillon? Who are they looking at it to be that next guy?
I would say probably both. I think you're going to see a good bit of both in this offense. Jamal Williams does things that really put him ahead of the running back room in terms of pass protection. He's the best pass blocker in the group, and that absolutely matters with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. He's the best receiver in the group. I mean, he had 5 touchdowns last year. That was tied for the team lead with Jimmy Graham. So he's a guy that, you know, his ability to be in the passing game, not as a runner, not as a natural, he's not Aaron Jones. He's not a dynamic playmaker with the ball in his hands, but his ability in the receiving game is something the Packers are going to continue to use. And A.J. Dillon, they're going to bring him along. He's a second-round pick. You look at him, and he's a physical specimen. I mean, just he's carved from granite, from head to toe, really. And he's going to play. It's just a matter of how quickly, as a rookie, I mean, a lot less on his plate than a Jordan Love, but he's still a rookie in a very constricting, confined training environment. How quickly can he come along is really the question, but I fully expect that he'll be part of the offense.
Then the wide receiver position, before I let you go, we've had a lot of discussion about that. Has anybody emerged really to be that guy?
Right now, I think Alan Lazard and Marquez Valdes-Scantling have both put themselves in position. You know, if they go with a lot of the 11 personnel with 3 receivers on the field, you've got Davante Adams, and then you need 2 other guys. Who are those 2 other guys? I would say right now it's Lazard and MVS. It's still really early, though. You know, they've put themselves in that position, but they're still very unproven in this league. And I know the Packers like the talent there. They like how Alan Lazard made plays last season, clutch plays, third down plays. He had 2 of the signature touchdowns of the entire season, both against Detroit, one in the Monday night game, one at the end of the year. He was a playmaker, and they like that. They think he can build on that. He's big. He's got great catch radius. Not a speed burner, but he's a big target out there. MVS didn't make the plays last year, but they believe that he can because he's got the talent. I mean, when he strings it together, when he's catching the football naturally, when he's running the right routes, his size-speed combination is rare. You don't see a lot of 6'4", 6'5", guys that run 4.3, and that's what he does. It's just a matter of, like Aaron Rodgers said, him being his own worst enemy, his own biggest challenge in terms of the complacency, the lack of consistency, not bringing it every day. If he's able to do that, they feel like he's got the talent to be a playmaker. So both of those guys are kind of it's definitely built more on projection right now than being a known quantity. But those are the two guys that I'd expect when they go into 11 and they have three receivers on the field, you're going to see those two guys a lot with Davante Adams.
Just real quick, one more. When you talk about Tim Boyle being the backup, is Tim Boyle, he the guy by all means?
I would be stunned if he wasn't. Yeah, it's just the word that keeps coming back to my mind is time. And one quarterback has had the time and the other quarterback hasn't had the time. At that position, more than any other, it requires time to grow and to gel and to really develop into being able to be a guy that can command 10 other players on the field, to know everyone's job responsibility, to know where the football is not only supposed to go, but where it can go if the place it's supposed to go is not available, and being able to go through your progressions. It takes time for that. Tim Boyle's had a full year with Matt LaFleur's playbook. It's his second straight season being able to digest the offense, and there's a certain foundation, a platform that you get in year one that then you're able to build off of in year two. Jordan Love is still trying to find that platform. He has not had time to have that platform yet. So it's not even a physical talent thing. It's just a matter of time, and one quarterback having it, I would be stunned if Tim Boyle wasn't the backup quarterback early in the season.
Great stuff, man. I appreciate it. I know you got to run, but thanks for being flexible with us today, Ryan, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Absolutely, Bill. Take care.
Appreciate it. There you go. Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press-Gazette, and you can find him at PackersNews.com as well. By Ryan Wood on Twitter. Joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Hey, the 555 deal at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, it is back. It's back for a limited time only, so you got to get up there to be a part of it. Or you can just simply go to PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com. It's 5 years, no interest, 5 months before your first payment, plus 5% bonus savings. That's the 555 deal from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And the bonus savings applies to windows and doors and installation. So you look out the windows like I do every day, and I sit here and I'm thinking to myself, on my particular part, I am so glad that I've got the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I've got the patio door behind me, the windows next to me. I've got the patio doors, the new patio doors downstairs. They're secure. I don't have to worry about anybody sneaking around the house or breaking in. You can't get into this place. It's like Fort Knox. It's just fantastic. And they're beautiful. They're easy to open. When you latch them at night, they are closed. They're solid, easy to clean. It's just fantastic. It's about time to replace those windows and doors as well. Replace them now and get 5% bonus savings on top of 5 years, no interest, in 5 months before your first payment. And that's not until 2021. Yep, you can Pella now and pay later. Plus bonus savings if you order by September 15th. Stop by your nearby showroom or the Pella Experience Center, or just set up your free consultation right now. Go to PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. More coming up right after this.
Border to Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a Green and Gold training camp update. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers were scheduled to practice today, but after the Bucks and the Brewers decided not to play yesterday, following the events in Kenosha, the team decided to call off today's session on the Ray Nitschke Field. Offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett.
I thought it was something that they decided as a team, and I think as a team, it's about what's right for the team and what the team believes in. And I fully support our team and everything that they want to do. And it's a very unique situation in our lives right now. And it's about just a lot of education, people learning, and people coming together.
Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I've always tried to listen first. Listening involves being silent. I think there's too many opinions. There's an entitlement that comes with a lot of opinions. There's a lot of opinions and statements made out of emotion. And when you react first out of emotion, you lack the ability to listen.
In Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Hey, you want to do some social distancing, there's a great way to do it. You start to head up north to the great up north, God's country up there. Pembine, Wisconsin, or up into the UP, there's two ways to go right there, I'm telling you. If you're looking to get away, if you're looking to do something that's just relaxing, just leave all the troubles of you know, of whatever, wherever you're at behind. Pine Mountain Ski and Golf Resort. And then there's the Four Seasons Island Resort. Both of those places, one tank trip, basically. The Four Seasons Island Resort, that's in Pembine, Wisconsin, and Pine Mountain Ski and Golf Resort, Iron Mountain, Michigan. By the way, the official golf and ski resort of the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network. And right now, you book two consecutive nights, you get the third for free. The offer is only good through the end of September, so don't delay. You got to get it in. You got 1 month to do it. This offer is only good for that period of time. By the way, 78 miles is the Four Seasons Island Resort. That's 78 miles north of Green Bay. Pine Mountain Resort, 90 miles. That's up in the UP of Michigan. But two great places, big indoor saltwater pools, golfing at both places, whether it's an executive course on the island at the Four Seasons Island Resort or over there at Timberstone Championship Golf Course, whatever it happens to be. It's got great, you know, just scenes and scenic views and great way to social distance. I can't say enough about them. Go to thefourseasonswi.com. That's thefourseasonswi.com or pinemountainresort.com. That's pinemountainresort.com and book your getaway. Hey, the Pacers fired their coach, Nate McMillan, just a couple of seasons, just after four seasons and a couple of months after they give him an extension. But he's only 3-16 in the postseason. While he's got a really good regular season record, 183 and 136, it was all about the postseason. 3-16 in the postseason. And they joined Brooklyn, Chicago, Philadelphia, and now New Orleans also, who have fired their coaches this season. There's Mike D'Antoni. There's Kenny Atkinson that's floating around out there. Brett Brown, Adrian Griffin. Well, obviously, Becky Hammon, the San Antonio Spurs assistant. Mark Jackson is floating around out there. Jason Kidd, his name's been kicked around a little bit. Ty Lue, so a lot of different candidates floating around out there. But, yeah, right after they give him an extension, they look at that postseason record and they go, you know what? Not worth it. Time for us to go. 3-16 in the postseason. That isn't going to cut it. Stick around because coming up next, we're going to hear more from inside the Brewers Clubhouse from yesterday. We'll get back into discussion. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michael Show is next.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.